You're listening to an encore edition of the Rockin' Blues Show. Episode number 571 originally aired back on January 28th, 2023. I'll be back next week with 2 new hours of the best in rock and blues music. Enjoy the show.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 571 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brett Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to again this week. I'm going to start things off with Kelowna, BC's Papa Dog. From 2012's What You Got, this is Blame Yourself.
is my soul food. You can have your filet mignon. I don't want your effouillon. All I want instead is some black bones, greens, and cornbread. Chocolate barbecue and candy yams. I tell you, it's the best in the land. Chitlins and collard greens will surely put me on. Is my soul food.
Closing out our opening set of rock and blues music from their soon-to-be-released The World in a Jug, with Chicago's Jimmy Primetime Smith and Bob Corator with Soul Food. Before that, from their just-released Temptation, we had Baltimore's Gale Herod Band with You're Gonna Miss Me. And I got this week's rock and blues show started off with Kelowna, BC's Papa Dog and Blame Yourself from his 2012 release, What You Got. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, one of the greatest blues and jazz singers of all time, Etta James, would have turned 85 on Wednesday. She was born January 25, 1938 in Los Angeles. She charted on 11 different Billboard charts, including 26 songs on the Hot 100, 6 albums on the Billboard 200, and 16 albums on the blues charts. She played Montreux 6 times, and on Rolling Stone magazine's 100 Greatest Singers of All Time, she placed number 22. And on the recently updated and expanded 200 Greatest Singers of All Time, Etta James ranked number 44. She was nominated for 16 Grammy Awards, winning twice, and was awarded the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2003. She was also nominated for 35 Blues Music Awards, winning 20 times. Etta James was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, and into the Blues Hall of Fame in 2001, where she also has 2 albums inducted. From her 2003 Grammy and Blues Music Award winning Let's Roll, this is the one and only Etta James with Strongest Weakness.
Thank you. no.
Don't mess with yourself.
Why can't I let you go?
Don't mess with yourself.
Why do I keep breaking down?
Don't mess with yourself.
Why can't I turn around?
Don't mess with yourself.
You know I try.
Deepest
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
Have you heard about the gal they call Guitar Sue? She beat her boyfriend black and blue, whacked him upside the head with his Fender Strat. When she found he was a cheating and a creeping cat, she brought me the pieces cause I knew what to do. I got out the clamps and a bucket of glue. She didn't have the money for the fix-it cost, thought the situation was a total loss. I said I'll buy the parts for a C-No Cool. She accepted on the spot saying I'm no fool. He broke my heart so I busted his beat. Now I've got this reputation as a guitar freak. Guitar Sue, Guitar Sue, put a guitar in her hand and she knows just what to do. Guitar Sue, you sure swing a mean guitar.
Closing out that set from his 2012 Juno and Maple Blues Award nominated My Guitar Is My Only Friend, we had Vancouver's James Buddy Rogers with Guitar Sue. James turned 47 on Thursday. He was born in New Westminster, BC on January 26, 1976. He began performing at local clubs at 13 and over the past 30 plus years has toured throughout Canada and the United States, playing with the likes of Russell Jackson, Nigel Mack, Sun Seals, Elvin Bishop, Kenny Neal, Sue Foley, and the Powder Blues Band. James released his debut album, Want to Go Home, in 2003, his sophomore release, Red Light Party, in 2008. In 2016, Buddy released his first self-produced album, By My Side, and in 2019 followed that up with the live EP, Every Time, recorded at Calgary's Blues Can. Before that, from his new release, Alive in the New World, recorded live in Chicago, we had California's Alistair Green with Won't You Tell Me. And I got that set started off with the legendary Etta James and Strongest Weakness from 2003's Let's Roll. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set from her brand new release with a little help from her friends, this is LA's Teresa James with her cover of Ticket to Ride.
Do right by me.